some of you have seen some of those pictures. Powerful on Facebook. How all those waters rose, and some out in the area toward Gatesville, the waters were past higher than the front door of the church. Yes. And so they have the old-fashioned tabernacles outside, which is just the roof basically on hold, and there's nothing, all you can see is the roof, and the water goes all the way up to the top of the roof. So it's an amazing thing there. Now, if you turn in your Bible, please, to Matthew chapter 28, we're going to take a look at our scriptures as we conclude our sermon series. However, I do have an interesting and powerful video I'd love for you to see called Truth Can Be Stranger Than Fiction. Would you please enjoy that?
Sometimes real life is stranger than fiction. He was born in Maine and moved to Missouri before his 14th birthday. It was the summer of 1849. His name was Otis Burton, and before he turned 15, he had fallen in love with his neighbor, Susan Mary Payne. Susan was from a prominent family, and the two are inseparable until her dad moves to Oklahoma and they lose touch. When war breaks out, Otis enlists in the 25th Missouri Regiment and serves with distinction. He is wounded twice, but somehow manages to survive. After the war, while running supplies to the west, he's ambushed and captured by the Comanche, where he's made to do hard labor. One day, he steals a horse and escapes. He sees a lone house on the horizon and desperately seeks refuge. He knocks on the door, and to his amazement, is answered by his first love, Susan Mary Payne. She's a war widow, living alone. They rekindle their romance, get married, and live together for the rest of their lives.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. So, Pastor, what do you know about that particular family? Well, the reason I know a little bit about that family from the Burton family, but before that, her name was Payne. You might know that she's a relative of the college that I graduated from, Howard Payne. All right. Matthew chapter 28. We continue our sermon series titled 4x4. This is part 4. So I want to thank you for your patience and thank you for your understanding as we switched gears this morning. And I felt as though we needed to gather around our beloved soldiers and lay hands upon them and ask God to bless them as they prepare to depart. So thank you for that. 4x4. Part 4, Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. To join us online this evening, we want to welcome you as well. As you consider being right here in the sanctuary with us, experience what God is doing at Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. Matthew chapter 28, let's begin at verse 16. The Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but..." baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Shall we go through the Lord in prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, Lord, this evening. As we continue to worship you, Lord, as we continue to learn, as we look at the 4x4, I pray, Lord, you speak to our hearts. Edify us, equip us, encourage us, educate us, and I pray, Lord, if there be anyone who needs to come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, anyone who needs to get their heart right with you, that tonight would be that night, Lord. We give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right. So, you've got